Chapter 10. And God of his infinite mercy keep and protect you. The Bishop of Clare's letter is dated November 21. He says you thought of going with him to Clare. I am heartily glad of it, and wish you would ride there, and Dingley go in a coach. I have had no fit since my first, although sometimes my head is not quite in good order. At night, I was this morning to visit Mr. Pratt, who has come over with poor, sick Lord Shelburne. They made me dine with them, and there I stayed, like a booby, till late, looking over the Madamber, and then came home. Lord Shelburne's giddiness is turned into a colic, and he looks miserably. 2. Steele, the rogue, has done the imprudentest thing in the world. He said something in a Tatler, 20, that we ought to use the word Great Britain, and not England, in common conversation, as the finest lady in Great Britain, etc. upon this, row, prior, and I sent him a letter, turning this into ridicule. He has today printed the letter, 21, and signed it J. S. M. P. and N. R. R., the first letters of all our names. Congreve told me today, he smoked it immediately. Congreve and I, and Sir Charles Wager, dined today at Delaval's, the Portugal envoy, and I stayed there till late, and came home, and am now writing to you, before I do business, because that dog Patrick is not at home, and the fire is not made, and I am not in my gear. Pox take him. I was looking by chance at the top of this side, and find I make plague-eye mistakes in words, so that you must fence against that as well as bad writing. Faith, I can't nor won't read what I have written. Pox of this puppy. Well, I'll leave you till I am got to bed, and then I will say a word or two. Well, 'tis now almost 12, and I have been busy ever since, by a fire too.
I have my coals by half a bushel at a time, I'll assure you,
and now I am got to bed. Well, and what have you to say to Presto now he is abed? Come now, let us hear your speeches. No, 'tis a lie, I ain't sleepy yet. Let us sit up a little longer, and talk. Well, where have you been today, that you are but just this minute come home in a coach? What have you lost? Pay the coachman, Stella. No, faith, not I, he'll grumble. What new acquaintance have you got? Come, let us hear. I have made Delaval promise to send me some Brazil tobacco from Portugal for you, Madam Dingley. I hope you will have your chocolate and spectacles before this comes to you. 3. Saw, I must be writing to these dear saucy brats every night, whether I will or no, let me have what business I will, or come home ever so late, or be ever so sleepy, but an old saying, and a true one, you lords, or be you earls, you must write to naughty girls. I was today at court, and saw Raymond among the beefeaters, staying to see the queen. So I put him in a better station, made 2 or 3 dozen of bows, and went to church, and then to court again, to pick up a dinner, as I did with Sir John Stanley, and then we went to visit Lord Mountjoy, and just now left him, and 'tis near 11 at night, young women, and methinks this letter comes pretty near to the bottom, and 'tis but 8 days since the date, and don't think I'll write on the other side, I thank you for nothing. Faith. If I would use you 2 letters on sheets as broad as this room, you would always expect them from me. Oh, faith, I know you well enough, but an old saying, etc., comma, woe sides in a sheet, and one in a street. I think that's but a silly old saying, and so I'll go to sleep, and do you so too. 4. I dined today with Mrs. Van Homry, and then came home, and studied till 11. No adventure at all today. 5. So I went to the court of requests we have had the devil, and all of rain by the by, to pick up a dinner, and Henley made me go dine with him, and one Colonel Bragg, 22, at a tavern, cost me money, faith. Congreve was to be there, but came not. I came with Henley to the coffee house, where Lord Salisbury, 23, seemed mighty desirous to talk with me. And, while he was wriggling himself into my favor, that dog Henley asked me aloud,
whether I would go to see Lord Somers as I had promised, which was a lie, and all to vex poor Lord Salisbury, who was a high Tory. He played two or three other such tricks, and I was forced to leave my lord, and I came home at 7, and have been writing ever since, and will now go to bed. The other day I saw Jack Temple, 24, in the Court of Requests. It was the first time of seeing him, so we talked two or three careless words, and parted. Is it true that the recorder and mayor, and fanatic alderman, a month or two ago, at a solemn feast, drank Mr. Harley's, Lord Rochester's, 25, and other Tory healths? Let me know, it was confidently said here. The scoundrels! It shan't do, Tom. 6. When is this letter to go, I wonder? Harkee, young women, tell me that. Saturday next for certain, and not before. Then it will be just a fortnight. Time enough for naughty girls, and long enough for two letters, faith. Congreve and Delaville have at last prevailed on Sir Godfrey Kneller to entreat me to let him draw my picture for nothing, but I know not yet when I shall sit. 26. It is such monstrous rainy weather that there is no doing with it. Secretary St. John sent to me this morning that my dining with him today was put off till tomorrow, so I peaceably sat with my neighbor Ford, dined with him, and came home at 6, and am now in bed as usual, and now it is time to have another letter from M.D., yet I would not have it till this goes, for that would look like two letters for one. Is it not whimsical that the Dean has never once written to me? And I find the Archbishop very silent to that letter I sent him with an account that the business was done. I believe he knows not what to write or say, and I have since written twice to him, both times with a vengeance. 27. Well, go to bed, sirs, and so will one. But have you lost today? 3 shillings. Oh fie, oh fie. 7. No, I won't send this letter today, nor till Saturday, faith, and I am so afraid of one from M.D. between this and that. If it comes, I will just say I received a letter, and that is all. I dined today with Mr. Secretary St. John, where were Lord Anglesea, 28, Sir Thomas Hanmer, Prior, Friend, etc., comma, and then made a debauch after 9 at Prior's house, and have eaten cold pie, and I hate the thoughts of it, and I am full, and I don't like it, and I will go to bed, and it is late, and so good night. 8. Today I dined with Mr. Harley and Prior, but Mr. St. John did not come, though he promised. He chid me for not seeing him oftener. Here is a damned, libelous pamphlet come out against Lord Wharton, giving the character first, and then telling some of his actions. The character is very well, but the facts indifferent. 29. It has been sent by dozens to several gentlemen's lodgings, and I had one or two of them, but nobody knows the author or printer. We are terribly afraid of the plague. They say it is at Newcastle. 30. I begged Mr. Harley for the love of God to take some care about it, or we are all ruined. There have been orders for all ships from the Baltic to pass their quarantine before they land, but they neglect it. You remember I have been afraid these 2 years. 9. Oh, faith, you are a saucy rogue. I have had your 6th letter just now, before this is gone. But I will not answer a word of it, only that I never was giddy since my first fit, but I have had a cold just a fortnight, and cough with it still morning and evening, but it will go off. It is, however, such abominable weather that no creature can walk. They say here 3 of your commissioners will be turned out, Ogle, South, and St. Quentin, 31, and that Dick Stewart, 32, and Ludlow will be 2 of the new ones. I am a little soliciting for another. It is poor Lord Abercorn, 33, but that is a secret. I mean, that I befriend him is a secret, but I believe it is too late, by his own fault and ill fortune. I dined with him today. I am heartily sorry you do not go to Clare, faith, I am, and so God Almighty protect poor, dear, 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 dearest M.D. Farewell till tonight. I'll begin my 11th to dash night,
so I am always writing to little MD. Letter 11. London, December 9, 1710. So, young women, I have just sent my 10th to the post office, and, as I told you, have received your 7th faith.
I am afraid I mistook, and said your 6th, and then we shall be all in confusion this month.
Well, I told you I dined with Lord Abercorn today, and that is enough till by and by, for I must go write idle things, and twiddle twaddle.
1. What's here to do with your little MDs?
And so I put this by for a while. 'Tis now late, and I can only say MD is a dear, saucy rogue, and what then? Presto loves them the better. 10. This son of a B. Patrick is out of the way, and I can do nothing. I'm forced to borrow coals. 'Tis now 6 o'clock, and I am come home after a pure walk in the park. Delicate weather, begun only today. A terrible storm last night. We hear one of your packet boats is cast away, and young Bo Swift, too, in it, and General Sankey. 3. I know not the truth. You will before me. Raymond talks of leaving the town in a few days, and going in a month to Ireland, for fear his wife should be too far gone, and forced to be brought to bed here. I think he is in the right, but perhaps this packet boat will fright him. He has no relish for London, and I do not wonder at it. He has got some Templars from Ireland that show him the town. I do not let him see me above twice a week, and that only while I am dressing in the morning. So, now the puppies come in, and I have got my own ink, but a new pen, and so now you are rogues, and saucer boxes till I go to bed, for I must go study, sirs. Now I think of it, tell the Bishop of Clare, he shall not cheat me of 1 inch of my bell medal. You know it is nothing but to save the town money, and Enniskillen can afford it better than Lyriker. He shall have but 1,500 weight. I have been reading, etc., as usual, and am now going to bed, and I find this day's article is long enough. So get you gone till 2-morrow, and then. I dined with Sir Matthew Dudley. 11. I am come home again as yesterday, and the puppy had again locked up my ink, notwithstanding all I said to him yesterday, but he came home a little after me, so all is well. They are lighting my fire, and I'll go study. The fair weather is gone again, and it has rained all day. I do not like this open weather, though some say it is healthy. They say it is a false report about the plague at Newcastle. 4. I have no news today. I dined with Mrs. Van Homry, to desire them to buy me a scarf, and Lady Abercorn, 5, is to buy me another, to see who does best. Mine is all in rags. I saw the Duke of Richmond, 6, yesterday at court again, but would not speak to him. I believe we are fallen out. I am now in bed, and it has rained all this evening, like wildfire. Have you so much rain in your town? Raymond was in a fright, as I expected, upon the news of this shipwreck, but I persuaded him, and he leaves this town in a week. I got him acquainted with Sir Robert Raymond, 7, the Solicitor General, who owns him to be of his family, and I believe it may do him a kindness, by being recommended to your new Lord Chancellor. I had a letter from Mrs. Long, that has quite turned my stomach against her. No less than 2 nasty jests in it, with dashes to suppose them. She is corrupted in that country town, 8, with vile conversation. I will not answer your letter till I have leisure. So let this go on as it will, what care I? What cares saucy Presto? 12. I was today at the secretary's office with Lewis, and in came Lord Rivers. 9. Who took Lewis out and whispered him, and then came up to me to desire my acquaintance, etc., so we bowed and complimented a while, and parted and I dined with Phil. Savage, 10, and his Irish club, at their boarding place, and, passing an evening scurvily enough, did not come home till 8. Mr. Addison and I hardly meet once a fortnight. His Parliament and my different friendships keep us asunder. Sir Matthew Dudley turned away his butler yesterday morning, and at night the poor fellow died suddenly in the streets. Was not it an odd event? But what care you? But then I knew the butler. Why, it seems your packet boat is not lost. Saw, how silly that is, when I had already gone through the forms, and said it was a sad thing, and that I was sorry for it. But when must I answer this letter of our MD's? Here it is, it lies between this paper on t'other side of the leaf. One of these odd dash, come shortly's I'll consider, and so good night. 13. Morning. I am to go trapezing with Lady Carey 11, and Mrs. Pratt 12, to see sights all this day. They engaged me yesterday morning at tea. You hear the havoc making in the army. Meredith, McCartney, and Colonel Honeywood, 13, are obliged to sell their commands at half value, and leave the army, for drinking destruction to the present ministry, and dressing up a hat on a stick, and calling it Harley, then drinking a glass with one hand, and discharging a pistol with the other at the Mawkin, 14, wishing it were Harley himself, and a hundred other such pretty tricks, as inflaming their soldiers, and foreign ministers, against the late changes at court. Cadogan, 15, has had a little pairing. His mother, 16, told me yesterday he had lost the place of envoy, but I hope they will go no further with him, for he was not at those mutinous meetings. Well, these saucy jades take up so much of my time with writing to them in a morning, but, faith, I am glad to see you whenever I can. A little snap and away, and so hold your tongue, for I must rise. Not a word, for your life. How no? So, very well, stay till I come home, and then, perhaps, you may hear further from me. And where will you go today, for I can't be with you for these ladies. It is a rainy, ugly day. I'd have you send for Walls, and go to the Dean's, but don't play small games when you lose. You'll be ruined by Manilio, Basto, the Queen, and two small trumps, in red. 17, I confess, is a good hand against the player. But then there are Spadilio, Punto, the King, strong trumps, against you, which, with one trump more, are three tricks 10 ace. 4, suppose you play your Manilio, oh, silly, how I prate, and can't get away from this MD in a morning. Go, get you gone, dear naughty girls, and let me rise. There, Patrick locked up my ink again the third time last night. The rogue gets the better of me, but I will rise in spite of you, sirs. At night, Lady Carey, Mrs. Pratt, Mrs. Cadogan, 18, and I, in one coach, Lady Carey's son, 19, and his governor, and two gentlemen, in another. Maids, and Mrs. and little master Lord Shelburne's, 20, children, in a third, all hackneys, set out at 10 o'clock this morning from Lord Shelburne's house in Piccadilly to the Tower, and saw all the sights, lions, 21, etc., semicolon then to Bedlam, 22, then dined at the Chop-Dash house behind the Exchange, then to Gresham College, 23, but the keeper was not at home, and concluded the night at the puppet show, 24, whence we came home safe at 8, and I left them. The ladies were all in mobs, 25, how do you call it? Comma undressed, and it was the rainiest day that ever dripped, and I am weary, and it is now past 11. 14. Stay, I'll answer some of your letter this morning in bed. Let me see, come and appear, little letter. Here I am, says he. And what say you to Mrs. M.D. this morning fresh and fasting? Who dares think M.D. negligent? I allow them a fortnight, and they give it me. I could fill a letter in a week, but it is longer every day, and so I keep it a fortnight, and then 'tis cheaper by one half. I have never been giddy, dear Stella, since that morning. I have taken a whole box of pills, and kegged 26 at them every night, and drank a pint of brandy at mornings. Oh then, you kept Presto's little birthday. 27, would to God I had been with you. I forgot it, as I told you before. Ridiculous, madam? I suppose you mean ridiculous. Let me have no more of that. 'Tis the author of the Atalantis's, 28, spelling. I have mended it in your letter. And can Stella read this writing without hurting her dear eyes? Oh, faith, I am afraid not. Have a care of those eyes. Pray, pray, pretty Stella. 'Tis well enough what you observe, that, if I writ better, perhaps you would not read so well, being used to this manner. 'Tis an alphabet you are used to. You know such a pothook makes a letter, and you know what letter, and so. I'll swear he told me so, and that they were long letters too, but I told him it was a gasconade of yours, etc. I am talking of the Bishop of Clare, how he forgot. Turn over.
29.
I had not room on t'other side to say that, so I did it on this. I fancy that's a good Irish blunder. Ah, why do not you go down to Clare, not in it in a tittier girls? I dare not say not I without dear. Oh, faith, you govern me. But, seriously, I'm sorry you don't go, as far as I can judge at this distance. No, we would get you another horse. I will make Parvisel get you one. I always doubted that horse of yours. Prithee sell him, and let it be a present to me. My heart aches when I think you ride him. Order Parvisel to sell him, and that you are to return me the money. I shall never be easy until he is out of your hands. Faith, I have dreamt 5 or 6 times of horses stumbling since I had your letter. If he can't sell him, let him run this winter. Faith, if I was near you, I would whip you to some tune, for your grave, saucy answer about the Dean and Jansoni bus. I would, young women. And did the Dean preach for me?
30.
Very well. Why, would they have me stand here, and preach to them? No, the tattler of the shilling
31
was not mine, more than the hint, and 2 or 3 general heads for it. I have much more important business on my hands, and, besides, the ministry hate to think that I should help him, and have made reproaches on it, and I frankly told them I would do it no more. This is a secret though, Madam Stella. You win 8 shillings? You win 8 fiddlesticks. Faith, you say nothing of what you lose, young women. I hope Manly is in no great danger, for Ned Southwell is his friend, and so is Sir Thomas Frankland, and his brother John Manly stands up heartily for him. On t'other side, all the gentlemen of Ireland here are furiously against him. Now, Mistress Dingley, and you an impudent slut, to expect a letter next packet from Presto, when you confess yourself that you had, so lately 2 letters in 4 days? Unreasonable baggage. No, little Dingley, I am always in bed by 12. I mean my candle is out by 12, and I take great care of myself. Pray let everybody know, upon occasion, that Mr. Harley got the first fruits from the Queen for the clergy of Ireland, and that nothing remains but the forms, etc. So you say the Dean and you dined at Stoitz, and Mrs. Stoitz was in raptures, that I remembered her. I must do it but seldom, or it will take off her rapture. But what now, you saucy sluts? All this written in a morning, and I must rise and go abroad. Pray stay till night. Do not think I will squander mornings upon you, pray, good madam. Faith, if I go on longer in this trick of writing in the morning, I shall be afraid of leaving it off, and think you expect it, and be in awe. Good morrow, sirs, I will rise. At night. I went today to the Court of Requests.
I will not answer the rest of your letter yet, that by the way, in hopes to dine with Mr. Harley. But Lord Dublin, 32,
his son-in-law, told me he did not dine at home, so I was at a loss, until I met with Mr. Secretary St. John, and went home and dined with him, where he told me of a good bite.
33,
Lord Rivers told me 2 days ago, that he was resolved to come Sunday fortnight next to hear me preach before the Queen. I assured him the day was not yet fixed, and I knew nothing of it. Today the secretary told me that his father, Sir Harry St. John,
34,
and Lord Rivers were to be at St. James Church, to hear me preach there, and were assured I was to preach. So, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.